The liberal media is apoplectic over remarks made by Dr. Ben Carson at the National Prayer Breakfast. Carson, a prominent pediatric surgeon from Johns Hopkins University, dared to weigh in on health care reform, something he knows something about. Actually, Carson's true crime was that he dared to disagree with President Barack Obama on health care reform in front of Obama. For liberal Democrats, conservative Republicans are never permitted to use their faith to disagree with liberal Democrats. No, only liberal Democrats are permitted to invoke their faith in support of their policies. I could give 1,000 examples to illustrate the point, but consider just a few. From the literal first year of Barack Obama's presidency, the religious left incessantly claimed God's support on behalf of Obamacare. In August 2009, President Obama addressed 140,000 religious left individuals via a huge conference call. Obama told them he needed their help in passing health care. He penitently invoked a period of 40 days, lifting up the brethren, assuring them, quote, "We are God's partner in matters of life and death," unquote. Like a great commissioning, in the 40 days that followed, the religious left was filled with the Spirit, pushing for, among other things, abortion funding as part of an eternally widening social justice agenda. A group of 59 leftist nuns, remember this, sent Congress a letter urging passage of the health care bill in direct defiance of the USCCB. The nuns' brazenness was outdone only by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, who in March 2010 invoked the Feast of St. Joseph on behalf of the health care bill. Pelosi urged American Catholics to, quote, "pray to St. Joseph," unquote, earthly guardian of the unborn Son of God. And then came the coup de grace from Obama, who, in no less than the National Prayer Breakfast 2 years ago, invoked the Bible on behalf of health care reform. Yes, Barack Obama, likewise at the National Prayer Breakfast, had invoked his faith on behalf of health care reform, just like Dr. Ben Carson. Question: why is Carson's action deemed inappropriate and out of bounds, but Obama's is not? For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.